Chautauqua is a place of learning with its popular morning lectures. Chautauqua is a place to enjoy the symphony, opera, and theater. And it's a place where the occasional rock act plays. I once saw Jethro Tull perform at the amphitheater. Putting it all together is Marty Merkley and a staff of hundreds.
Well, the process is, first of all, never ending. You are constantly thinking and planning about what you want to do in the future, whether it's the next year or 2 years down the road, and you're trying to keep all of that going in your head while at the same time you're planning and producing the current season. Now, Chautauqua produces about 2,200 events in the 65 days of the season. So between the orchestra and the opera and the theater and the ballet program and our chamber music program, the School of Music with its instrumental voice and piano, the contemporary entertainment in the amphitheater, programming all of that and then getting the buildings ready and hiring the staffs and the faculty that come back. It's a monumental job, but the process is really, if it were a science, anybody could do it. There is really an art to it because you're trying to balance out when you look, no matter what it is, you're trying to balance out what you need to do for the students in the student program, what the audience will enjoy. And in the professional programs, you're doing the same thing. You're trying to figure out what's good for the musicians to play. What would they like to do? What is something interesting and different for them that's different than they play the rest of the year in their home orchestras? And you're doing that with all of the programs, with the opera and the theater. They all have their artistic directors, and they're working to put together interesting programs that meet those goals. And it really is literally one day at a time.
You talk about having a little bit of everything for everyone. I can't imagine that some of the more traditional Chautauquans enjoy the rock music emanating from the amphitheater.
Well, as like anything else in life, you will never please everybody all the time. It's not possible. But the age range in which we program here, and we try to have something, people bring their children and come to the amp to expose them to whatever they're excited about. And then as the teenagers, it becomes more difficult to program for them because they tend to view the world in a much smaller, their vision is much smaller of what they like in the way of entertainment. And then you get into the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings, the 40-somethings, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and you're trying to have something for all those people. So one night you will have something that will definitely appeal to pretty much the Chautauqua audience of the 40-year-olds or older. Some evenings we try to aim at that will appeal to some of the younger people. You're trying to do all of that. Now, you can't all do that in every single program. So you try to, throughout particularly because of the weekly nature of Chautauqua, people come on average for the week. You try to have something in that week that will appeal to pretty much all members of the family. So you're trying to juggle all of this. It's just a huge juggling act with all of these pieces and all of these goals that you have in mind to try to please as many people as possible. And I always figure if you can please 85% of the people 85% of the time, you've accomplished a great deal.
How long have you been at the Chautauqua Institute?
This is my 22nd season. It's hard to believe. I have been, it's 21 years, but it's my 22nd season.
Is it safe to assume that in 21 years you have never taken a summer vacation?
No. No. I think in 21 years, I can hardly think of that there was a day that I actually didn't work during the summer season. And I think one of those times was I got the flu one time and it laid me up for a day. And that was because I don't miss a day. We work 7 days a week. And because of my job with the programming and the visual and performing arts, both student and professional, it is exhilarating. It's always a challenge. And as I said earlier, it is certainly never dull around here.
And with that, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Marty Merkley is Vice President of Programming at the Chautauqua Institution. As part of Public Radio Day, our colleague Bill Raffel will be broadcasting live from the back porch of the amphitheater starting at 10 o'clock this morning at Classical 94.5 WNED. Mark Scott, WBFO and AM 970 News.